This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU research agronomist Leo Bartolone from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Leo, we're talking seeding again today, and we're talking planters in this report. Tell us more on maintaining and calibrating.
Planter setup is crucial to allow the seeds to be placed in right amount, depth, and space. So again, make sure your GPS and display your current activation and the software is up to date. Make sure the row cleaners and spinning are spinning correctly and all the bearings are in good condition. Just check the frame. If you see the pivot bushing are tight enough and you are good to go. And also make sure the razor wheel or shark tooth are well sharpened to allow to cut the residue properly.
All right, good stuff, Leo. And hey, we'll have more on planters when we come back.
Some festive days for the family are coming soon. Spend your Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day outings at Mi Mexico Restaurant in Minot. We'll have specials for both dates. Come experience our full bar, plenty of seating for large groups, the new rooftop seating accommodations coming this summer, not to mention our daily lunch specials, Monday through Sunday. It's the best authentic Mexican food in the region since opening in 2008. Check out our Facebook page for all of our specials and events. That's Mi Mexico in Minot, right next to Walmart.
Tesla, keeping it real too. Saturday, May 11th at Four Bears Casino and Lodge. Tesla, live. The multi-platinum rock band returns. Tickets on sale now at fourbearscasino.com or 800-294-5454. Tesla, keeping it real too. Fun buses available.
Talking planters today on Ag Issues. And Leo, how about another tip on maintenance for planters?
We need to make sure that our planter stays in line. By doing that, you can check for any excessive sway in the tractor's drawbar or three-point arms, as a metal can develop over time. Make sure the tires are properly inflated because it's affect the planting. Check the hydraulic lines for line crackers. Remove the vacuum system and cover and check for small missing pieces. Check carefully the row unit components like row spacing unit to avoid offset. Check if the double disc openers are sharp and even. Inspect the contact between the gauge wheels and the disc openers, and clean the tube sensors and check the conditions on the seed drop tube. If using a high-speed planter, make sure to check the seed bell condition. In the field, make sure your planter is running level and you're good to go.
All right, good stuff as always. Thanks for that, Leo. And that brings an end to this report. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Mi Mexico in Minot, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for your ag banking solutions.